Good morning to everyone, and also I would like to offer my respect and the greetings to and to say to everyone, to my brothers and sisters.
首先呢，仁波切呢向大家道早安，然后呢，仁波切说呢，他要供养呢他对这个海涛法师的这个尊敬哈，那以及呢就是向呢所有的这个法上的所有的这个兄弟姐妹们问好。
So here, I think in this world, I think that what master, what activities, what master has been doing in this world, liberating. So many millions of animals now up to now, that is really say uncomparable holy deeds. there's no one in this world who say who you know, could do this. So that's the most uncomparable the holidays, incredible benefit to the animals, the most precious kind sentient being, the animals, and this. One of the best means to bring peace in this world. Not only peace to the animals, but peace also to the human beings. That, Jose, so many, every time thousands of human beings engage in this this incredible virtuous, you know, activity, saving the lives of others, those who are in the suffering.
那仁波切说呢，在这个世界上哈，就是海涛法师的那就是一直长期以来呢，就是解救这个数以百万计的这个动物的生命哈，他这种就是这种放生哈，那解救这个生命的这个殊胜性哈，在这个世界上真的是无与伦比的，世界上没有第二个人呢像海涛法师这样行这种哈，就是放生解救生命的这种圣行哈，这个真的是无与伦比的利益呢，就是这个畜生道的一切如母有情哈，然后呢，就是而且这么解救这个畜生道的这个众生的生命的话，那真的是带给这个世界和平，不但呢让这些动物、这些畜生呢能够获得这个和平，也让这个人类呢能够获得和平。那每次呢这个放生都有数以千计的人这个参加哈，这是不可思议的这个善业哈。然后来解救这些畜生道的这些如母有情能够
In Singapore, at the Amitabha Buddhist Center, so they have been liberating animals for last quite a number of years. So Now, I don't know, when 60, 70, maybe more, I think millions of animals, 70 millions of animals, they, up to now they have been liberating. So people who people who have cancer, they put some their name and the donations there. So when they do that, even from the West, from far, because some see in the West they, not so much opportunity to say to do this, say not very common to do this. So then they see because they have some sickness, something. So then they send the names. You see, the Amitabha Center there. So there happened quite a number of people who whose cancer recovered by you see the participating the liberating animals. So so the so the I think what it is that when you so when you benefit, you see your good karma, the helping others, you see, causing long life. So naturally, you see, so naturally the karmic result, you see, it affects to you that have a long life. There's no question. So even the cancer, those things, you see, they say. Those terminal cancers, which are life-threatening cancer sicknesses, they recovered. So these things have been happened. So there's an incredible, unbelievable merit, a good karma, is one of the source of creating good luck. You see, it is said in sutra, requested to Buddha by Lord Jasu. Sutra requested by Lord Jasu. There it says, the generating bodhicitta and the compassion to others and saving the lives of others and the practicing dharma. So these, the benefits of this, the all the past, numberless past, present, future Buddhas, even they explain for eons, can never finish explaining. So there, one of this, one of that is, you see, saving the lives of others, and such as you know, compassion to others. So this is the master, unbelievable kindness is giving us, giving all of you. As opportunity, and that we incredible good luck. You see, unbelievable fortunate to have I say to able to engage in this. The saving the lives of others and to generate compassion to others, and especially when we do as a group together. It is more power. It is said by Lama Atishas, the great pundit, you see, holy being who brought Buddha Dharma in Tibet, who met Buddhism in Tibet pure. The Buddha taught 84,000 teachings. A remedy to 84,000 delusions. So in Tibet, the one time there was a problem that, degeneration, and some people, you see, those who are practicing Tantra, they think they can't practice Sutra, and they think those who practice, Sutra, they can't practice Tantra. So they find, there's been misunderstanding, and you see, as a hot and cold, one person can't practice the whole the whole entire teaching of Buddha. So then, so the king of Dharma king of Tibet, Lama Yeshiva, invited the Lama Desha in Tibet.
仁波切举例呢，就是在我们新加坡的这个阿弥陀佛中心哈，他们已经连续放生好几年的啊，那累计呢就是已经放生了7000万条的生命，那在这之间呢，就是有一些。癌症病人哈，那尤其是呢，有一些呢是从这个远方，从西方国家，就是请求他们帮忙放生的哈，因为在西方国家呢，这个放生呢并不普遍哈，也没有什么机会可以放生，所以呢，就是西方的这些癌症病人呢，他们就将他们的名字呢给这个新加坡的这个阿弥陀佛中心，然后呢委托。 他们就是带他们放生这样哈，那因为这样子的缘故呢，有一些这些西方的这些病人哈，就是因为呢委托他们放生呢，而使得他们像这个癌症这些疾病呢能够得以痊愈哈，那。 所以仁波切说，他觉得这是因为呢，当你帮助呢其他的众生能够得到长寿的时候，在业果上呢对你自己的影响呢，就是呢你自己呢也会得长寿哈，所以呢才会就是这些西方的癌症病人呢，他们的这个癌症啊，这个肿瘤啊这些疾病呢，能够得以痊愈哈，那所以呢。 就是说，能够这样子的来放生哈，真的是不可思议的这个善业哈，以及这个福报哈，那以及呢，就是在这个佛经当中呢，就是由这个罗杜伽丘所祈请的这个经当中呢，佛陀曾经说过呢，就是。 发这个菩提心、大悲心，以及呢这个放生哈，跟这个修行、修学佛法哈的这个利益呢，这真的是就是即使呢就是过去、现在、未来、三世的这个一切诸佛呢来解说的话呢，都没有办法呢就是完全讲完这样子的这个利益，所以呢就是这个海涛法师呢真的是不可思议的慈悲哈，给予大家呢。 不可思议的这个放生的这些机会，然后给大家不可思议的这个幸运跟福报呢，来参加这个救生跟放生呢，以及修这个大悲心。尤其是呢，当这个大众呢聚集哈，这样子共修，然后来放生的时候，这个威力更大哈。然后呢，像这个阿底峡尊者呢，他是这个。 来自印度的这个大班智达，然后呢，他把这个清净的这个佛法呢，带入西藏哈，那就是呢佛把这个佛陀所传的。 84000个法门呢，好，其实84000个法门是要对治众生的84000个这个烦恼。那在西藏呢，这个佛法呢一度就是衰微，然后呢产生了很多的纷争，很多的问题。例如说，修这个显教的人就说修显教不能修密续，修密续的人又说修密续不能够修显教，经教，所以有很多的纷争。当时的这个西藏的国王呢，这个
So the Dharma King of Tibet, Lama Yeshiva, he went to look for gold. He sent many offerings of gold like this. So he did one time to invite Lama Desha, but it didn't happen. Again, he went to look for gold to make offering to Lama Desha or to invite from India to Tibet to give teachings, to eliminate the misunderstandings. So then the one place, so the irreligious king of that place, they put the Dharma king in the prison. And then the Dharma king, Lama Yeshiva's nephew, they went to see the religious king and they offered all the gold that the Dharma king has found. And then the religious king said, you know, by piling up the gold, it reached up to the neck, you see. Then he said, still I need the size of the head, gold, you see. So then the nephew went back to the prison and told the king. And then the king said, don't give him even one handful of gold to the king. You must send all this gold to India, offer Lama Disha, and to invite Lama Disha in Tibet to spread Dharma in Tibet, see, to make the teaching pure, I see. So then one translator, see, Naksu Latsawa, maybe that. So went to India, Nalanda, so with all the offering, with all the gold offerings, and to invite Lama Disha. That time there was no car road, you see, nothing. So many months I had to walk on the foot and through the forest and mountains like this. So it takes a long time. And so the Dharma King of Tibet, Lama Yeshu, sent message, told the nephew that I'll give up my life, you know, for the sentient beings in Tibet, you know, to spread Dharma, I'll give up my life. And pass this message to the Lama Disha that may I ever meet you in next lives. So the king passed away in the prison. And then, so the translator, Naksu Latsawa, so finally reached in Nalanda, India, where there's a great monastic university where there are many hundreds of great pandit scholars and highly attained beings. The Shanti Deva and so many other great scholar, highly eminent beings. So the translator finally met Lama Disha and explained all the difficulties in Tibet and the, you know, the say, misunderstanding in Tibet and about the teachings, you know. If one practice sutra, one can practice sutra. If one practice sutra, one can practice sutra. So the misunderstandings, and the king, you know, look for gold to my offering Lama Disha, and he passed in prison, all that thing. So then Lama Disha, he listened to everything. So he said he understood. Then he asked Tara, like this is Konyen, which is the embodiment of all the Buddha's holy actions. So Lama Disha always checked with Tara before he did it. In any important thing before he decides. So then he asked Tara, and Tara said, so he asked Tara, if I went to Tibet, you see, whether it'll be beneficial or not. So Tara said that your life will be beneficial in Tibet, highly beneficial, but your life will be 7 years shorter. So then Lama Disha said, I don't care if my life becomes shorter, but if it's beneficial, I'll go to Tibet. Then, because Lama Disha is very needed in India, you see, even for the Narendra University, you know, general people in India, very needed. So he was like the crown of those, you see, the amongst the great scholars, highly eminent beings in Narendra. So if the abbot of Narendra knew, then we wouldn't let Lama Disha to go. So Lama Disha is very skillful. So so he showed the aspect of going for pilgrimage to Nepal, and then through Nepal, then went to Tibet. So then, when he reached Tibet, the nephew of the king came to receive Lama Disha. And then nephew requested Lama Disha, we Tibetans are very ignorant, so please give the teachings on refuge and the karma. Didn't ask for very high teachings, like emptiness and so forth, you see, or initiations like that, you know, he didn't of Christ. So, Thangda teaching, so the Lama, that Lama Desha so happy, you know, because he asked, you know, the fundamental teaching, you see, the karma and the refuge. So then Lama Desha, you see, because of the difficulty or the misunderstanding, so Lama Desha wrote, you see, the Lamdun, the Lama of the Path to Enlightenment. So 84,000 teaching Dharma, the teachings, which includes the liturgical teachings, the Hinayana teachings, you see, the path to achieve liberation from oneself, and then also the Paramedana teaching, the Mahayana teaching Sutra, the Mahayana teaching Tantra, or taught by Buddha. He integrated all these teachings into Lamrim, the stages of path to enlightenment. Yeah. So within some number of pages, you see, and it's made simple, and all the teachings, he set it up, arranged for one person's gradual practice to achieve enlightenment, nothing contradictory. And so whatever Buddha, different teaching, whatever Buddha taught, no contradictory for one person, gradual practice to achieve enlightenment. So so the title of Lamrim, or the stage of path, this happened after Lama Desha wrote the Lama Path of Enlightenment. So this is like in Christian Bible. So this is like the Lamrim. Is it like that? It's so very condensed teaching. So after Lama Desha wrote this, then all the doubts, all the misunderstandings, completely cut, eliminated, and then made teaching into very, very pure like that. You see, so then so many beings they learned and they practiced the actualized path. And become so many beings become Bodhisattva, Bodhicitta, so many beings become enlightened. So up to now, Tibetan from other countries, you see, so this how to go about enlightenment. And you know that you see here, by learning the Lama path of enlightenment, then you learn the heart of the whole entire Dharma. You see, so like that. So now, what I'm going to say is the Gautama tradition started from Lama Desha. Yeah? So Lama Desha Guru is Lama Silingba, the root guru, you see. He has 157 gurus, yeah? His followers called Gautama Geshes. So three groups of Gautama Geshes happened. The Lamrimba, who achieved enlightenment by studying the essential teachings of Buddha, the stage path of enlightenment, the Lamrimba. Then who achieved enlightenment by studying the teachings orally taught from the masters, you see. They put in practice and achieve enlightenment. So called the Mangapa. Then there are groups, Gautama Geshes, who achieve enlightenment by studying the extensive scriptures, you see, the Shumbhava. So anyway, so the followers of Lama Desha or Gautama Geshe. So Gautama Geshe, they said in the teachings that, you see, there's differences. When you do prayer alone in your room, see, and then when you do prayer with the many groups, you see, with group, you're doing prayer together with the group, has so much power. You see, so whether it's 100 or whether 1,000, you see, so much power, you know, if you do it with a group, it's so much power. So like that. So here today, you see, today and all the other times, you see, so many people do together, you see, the saving the lives of others. So your good karma is so much more powerful, unbelievable powerful. So there's also a kindness of the master, you know, that as many sentient beings have incredible opportunity to engage in this, unconceivable, you see, this good karma.
然后呢，之后呢，这个西藏的法王哈，就是这个喇嘛耶歇沃呢，他就送了很多的黄金呢，就是希望呢能够到印度呢去迎请这个阿底峡尊者入藏。 那但是呢就是没有办法成功，那他再次的那又去找了很多的黄金，然后希望能够引请这个阿底峡尊者入藏，以便呢去除呢他们当时西藏的对佛法上的很多的这个误解。那当时呢有一个这个就是没有这个宗教的信仰的这种就是这个不好的这个国王呢，他就将这个法王哈，这个喇嘛耶薛我呢，就是关在这个监狱里面哈，然后这时候呢，这个喇嘛耶薛我呢就派他的侄儿将蒋秋我哈，能够希望呢他能够将呢这个黄金哈，就是拿到就是印度去迎请这个阿底峡尊者入藏。可是呢当时呢就是这个没有宗教信仰的这个国王哈，他呢要求这个法王这个喇嘛耶修尔的侄子呢要将呢这个黄金呢供给他自己哈，而且他说你供的这个黄金呢即使呢足够掩盖到我的脖子哈，我都还不够，我还要你供养更多黄金给我，你这个黄金呢连我的头的那个部分通通都要覆盖满这样子哈。那之后呢这个侄儿呢就去跟这个法王喇嘛耶薛我就是回报这个情形，那这个法王喇嘛耶薛我呢就说你连一点黄金都不要给这个无宗教信仰的这个国王哈，就是你应该将所有的黄金呢都拿到印度去迎请这个阿底峡尊者这个入藏哈，以便呢能够让这个西藏境内的这个教法呢能够得以还以清净哈。然后之后呢这个侄儿呢就是请这个一个义师哈，叫做纳措罗扎瓦，这是一个义师哈，然后带着这个黄金呢到这个印度呢去迎请这个阿底峡尊者哈。然后因为呢在这个古代哈并不像现代有这个现代化的这个汽车的这种高速公路这种路哈，然后都是这个崇山峻岭哈，然后还有丛林啊，那所以呢要花好几个月好很长久的时间这样要走的哈，用步行的。然后呢所以呢这个当时这个法王喇嘛耶薛我就告诉他的侄子哈，就是说我愿意为这个西藏的这个众生的喇嘛耶薛我，我的发藏文发音不是很标准，人家跟我说那个要问哈，然后就说我愿意为这个西藏的这个众生呢，就是舍弃我的生命哈，然后我希望呢就是跟你就是下一辈子再见的这样哈。然后之后呢这个义师这个纳措罗扎瓦呢就出发呢到印度的那烂陀寺去哈。那这个印度的那烂陀寺呢就是当时呢他们有这个数百位就是这个大班智达大学者大成就者哈，包含像这个吉天菩萨呢都是出自这个那烂陀寺哈。那这个义师呢到那边去之后呢最后终于得以见到这个阿底峡尊者。那他见到阿底峡尊者之后呢就将西藏境内这个所有他们遭遇的这个困难，以及呢就是这个佛教徒之间的这些误解哈，然后这些冲突等等呢，就是呢都解释给这个阿底峡尊者听，包含呢就是他们这个法王呢这个喇嘛耶薛我这是被关在这个监狱当中的情形呢都解释给这个阿底峡尊者听。然后之后呢阿底峡尊者呢就向这个绿度母请示，绿度母呢他其实呢也就同等于是观音的化身哈，他其实是总摄呢十方诸佛所有的立身事业所化现。所以呢阿底峡尊者呢就向度母请示哈，就是说如果我真的到西藏去的话这样做有利益吗？那绿度母呢就回答这个阿底峡尊者，就是说如果呢你入西藏好去弘法的话呢就是有非常高的利益，但是你的寿命会减掉七年这样哈。然后阿底峡尊者就说只要在法上有利益，他的寿命减七年是无所谓的哈。那当时呢阿底峡尊者呢在印度呢他就等于呢是 很顶尖的这个大学者、大成就者，就好像是那烂陀寺里面的这个首座这样子哈，这顶式首座这样哈。所以当时呢，印度也非常需要他。如果那烂陀寺的住持呢，知道阿底峡尊者要离开那烂陀寺去西藏的话，这个住持一定不会允许的哈。所以呢，阿底峡尊者很善巧的，就是说他要到尼泊尔去朝圣，然后到了尼泊尔之后呢，他才从这个尼泊尔入藏。那之后呢，就是这个国王的这个侄子哈，就是这个蒋秋国呢，就是告诉阿底峡尊者，在阿底峡尊者抵达西藏之后呢，他就说我们西藏的众生呢非常的无明哈，那什么都不懂，所以呢请这个阿底峡尊者从这个皈依跟业果哈，最最基础的佛法开始讲起。他并没有去请那种很高的法或者是密续的这些灌顶等等，所以阿底峡尊者呢非常的欢喜，因为他们请的是非常基本、非常根本的这个教法哈。那所以呢，就是阿底峡尊者之后呢，就是讲了这个菩提道灯哈。这个菩提道灯呢，它就是整个这个佛所传的84000法门哈的这个精华，它里面呢就是包含了所有的这个小圣哈，然后这种解脱之道，然后呢还有这个大圣的经教以及大圣的密续的这个教法都涵盖在里面哈，所以才会有后来的这个道次第菩提道次第哈。然后菩提道次第呢，就是呢它的这个结构呢哈，这个法上修行的这个结构，就是让一个人呢就是从凡夫的修行到成佛的整个过程，而且呢整个这个修行的这个法门这整个过程之间是完全没有矛盾冲突的啊。然后呢，所以呢，在有阿底峡尊者的菩提道灯之后呢，才有这个菩提道次第哈。那所以这个道次第呢，就好像是基督教的圣经一样，就是一个很浓缩的，然后呢的这个整个佛陀的这个教法哈。那在阿底峡尊者入藏之后呢，就是终于把当时的这个西藏佛教之间的这些所有的疑惑呢都去除，然后澄清，然后之后呢。就是那些行者呢，他们才能够修这个清净的教法，然后发菩提心，然后成就这个菩萨，行菩萨道之后就近成佛哈。然后呢，一直到现在呢，就是有那么多人哈，就是能够很容易的就可以修行，然后之后能够成佛哈，这都是因为有修这个学这个道次第这整个佛法的这个核心哈，这个是有关系的哈。然后那再来呢，就是在噶当派的教法里面呢，就是有三种这个传承，然后就是从这个金州大师开始啊。金州大师他有157位上师哈，然后呢，这第一种呢传承呢就是叫明阿巴哈，他们是用口传的哈，就是你就是解释去接受很多的教法之后呢，然后去广大的禅修哈，然后实修。那第二种是这个耳传派哈，然后第三个呢就是这个那个熊巴瓦哈，他就是广大的去学习这个经教之后呢，再去实修哈。然后就是说在这个噶当派的这个教法里面就讲到，就是说，与其呢你一个人呢独自呢在房间里面呢，就是自己这样子单独的修哈，然后。比起呢在就是跟这个众人哈，大家呢一起这个共修，例如是数百人或数千人一起共修的话，那么数百人或数千人的共修的这个威力呢，会比你单独一人在房间呢自己单独修的威力要大得多。所以呢今天呢有这么多人呢聚集在这边，然后呢一起来做这个解救生命，然后这个放生哈，然后呢所以呢这样子的话会让今天的这个救生放生呢的这个威力呢会大得多哈。所以呢这一切呢都是来自于这个海涛法师的这个恩惠哈，慈悲，所以呢大家呢才有这个机会能够累积这样子的善业。
So it is an incredible, say, qualities of Bodhisattva. So such a, see, not just only, you see, doing this only tantra, but it is always this practice done, see, the saving the lives of others, so that which gives opportunity to so many thousands people to say this, engage in the virtuous action that which has we see the inconceivable benefits, as mentioned in sutra request by Lord Dr. Jasu for that. Mm.
所以呢，就是像这样子的这个，就是广大的这样子的放生哈，然后聚集众人，大家共修这样子放生呢，这个是不可思议的这个菩萨哈的这个圣行哈，菩萨道的这个圣行，所以呢。就是每一次呢，就是说给这么多人数千人这样子聚集哈，然后一起来这样子的累积善业，然后来这样救生放生哈，这个真的是不可思议的善业，这个在经典当中呢都是有提到的。
So now here I would like to mention something that how this is so important. So now these all these fish, all these creatures, you see, the chickens or whatever different form, you know, that they have. However, all these thousands of them that we are liberating. So now, every single of these creatures, you see, so they are source of. Every one of us, you see, here, you see, source of all the past happiness, present, all the future happiness. You have received, you know, all your happiness received, you see, experienced in the numberless times in the past, you see, from beginningless samsara, received by the kindness. And all the present happiness, comfort, even when you feel hot, cool air pass through, you feel comfortable, comforts, even the dream, you see. However, all the personal happiness you receive by kindness of all these sentient beings. And all the future happiness we receive by their kindness. So they are most precious, most kind beings. Mm.
那再来呢，就是在这边呢，我们就是要解释说，就是为什么呢？放生是这么重要的哈，就是不管呢，我们今天要放的这些生命呢，有的是鱼，有的是鸡哈，就是各种不同这个形象的这个动物哈。那不管它是哪一种形象哈，就是要解救它们哈是非常重要的，因为呢，这我们要放的这个每一只的动物哈，每一个众生呢，它都是我们就是在座的每一位呢，你的过去、现在、未来三十。是的一切这个安乐的来源哈，然后呢，我们从无始以来到现在呢，从每一位众生的身上呢，所获得的这个恩惠呢，是我们从无始以来到现在呢，都是从他们身上获得这个无量的恩惠哈，就是从无始以来到现在，我们所享有的一切舒适安乐，就是例如说你在热的时候，这个酷热的时候能够得到清凉，或者是能够就是看到呢这些绿色的，让你觉得很舒适的这些哈，这一切都是来自于这个众生的这个恩惠哈。那不只是过去跟现在的安乐来自于众生的恩惠，还有所有的我们未来的一切安乐，也都是呢来自于众生的恩惠。所以一切众生呢，对我们来说呢，真的是最珍贵，然后最具恩惠、最慈爱的。
On the top of this, we receive the ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara. So besides all the happiness, the of samsarity and all the future happiness. Besides that, we receive the ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara, we receive by the kindness, by this intimate kindness. All these creatures have liberated today, we receive by the kindness. And not only that, so by this, now it will become more kind, more precious, sentient beings. More kind, more precious for us. Now on top of that, we achieve enlightenment. It's a great liberation, you see. The stage that which is a completion of all the qualities of cessation and the stages of completion of all the realizations. So the fully enlightened mind. You see. So we receive this by kindness of each and every single these sentient beings. So now you see a much more precious, unbelievable kind. You see, for us.
那以及呢，就是在我们所前面所说的这个基础之上哈，然后就是呢，我们能够获得这个究竟的安乐，也就是这个解脱整个轮回的这种究竟的这个安乐，也都是要来自于每一个众生的恩惠，来自于呢每一个我们今天呢要放生的这每一条动物、每一条生命的这个恩惠，然后呢，所以用这些恩惠呢，能够让我们成就这个解脱的究竟的安乐。所以呢，在这个观点之下来看这些众生的话，这些众生的这个恩惠呢又更大，然后更珍贵的哈。然后还有呢，在我们这个能够承办这个成佛的这个证悟的这个安乐，也就是成佛的话，就是呢你能够证得呢，就是灭哈一切这个烦恼，一切过患哈，然后呢能够圆满的证悟所有的一切这个证悟功德，你能够得到这样子的成就呢，也是来自于每一位众生的这个恩惠。所以我们如此的思维之后呢，会发现呢，就是众生呢，那更是不可思议的给我们有这个很大的这个恩惠，以及更是不可思议的珍贵。